Back with our inside look at baseball, a beautiful day in the Cactus League once again. And just saying Cactus League, you know it's a beautiful day. Joined by, I think, of course, I always say this, the top sports writer, baseball writer in the country today, and that is Bruce Jenkins, a feel for the game. Bruce, if it's Cactus League baseball in Arizona, you have to be here.
Yeah, you know, I got in from San Francisco. I was in a rainstorm when I get here, and the forecast is for five more days of sunshine, maybe a few clouds. It's nice and warm, and it really is. It's so soothing and healing, and you know, all the cliches they say about coming down here for the spirit of renewal. It's absolutely true. And when you get here, you realize that it's even almost better than you remembered it. It lives up to its reputation every time.
Well, now the Cactus League is almost half the teams in baseball. We've got 14 teams. The Dodgers are up here in Glendale with the White Sox. The Indians are out in Goodyear. Bob Feller is there every day. You've made some tour of the new camp in Glendale, of course. I'd love to get your impressions of it.
Well, it's a terrific facility in terms of the you know, for the players, the clubhouse, the lounge, the way they've split it between the Dodgers and the White Sox is great. It's not like they're sharing really anything. There's a bunch of great fields and separate clubhouses. I was a little actually disappointed in the structure of the ballpark. Really, all these new parks out here are built by HOK, and they're really all the same. And I'm thinking, you know, as nice as it is to come here and watch baseball, I'm not certain there's going to be this great flood of people coming from L.A. to this remote outpost in Arizona where there's literally no shade in that ballpark whatsoever. And, you know, it's they've got probably the weather's just as good in L.A. Now, coming from rainy San Francisco or Missouri or, you know, New England, that's a whole different story. But I was missing the mood, the atmosphere of Vero Beach, which I was lucky enough to visit several times when I was out at Glendale the other day. And you know, I really had kind of mixed feelings about it because, you know, for all the convenience and the location to L.A., I think there's a few drawbacks there. But the big point being the Cactus League is the thing now. And teams want to come here. The weather's way better. It's better training weather in every respect. And that's really the bottom line.
Boy, Bay Area baseball heated up this week. Of course, Manny Ramirez going to the Dodgers in a sort of a negative way, heated up for the Giants. And then the A's go out and bring in Orlando Cabrera, Nomar Garcia-Parra. Maybe they're done, maybe they're not. But for spring training baseball, this is not exactly Randy Elliott hitting .625 one year. The team's actually had a little bit of impact with some veterans.
Yeah, they're bringing in some guys who've really done a lot. And I really like what the A's are doing. I think it's terrific. You know, but last year, you know me, I like baseball no matter what. But after a while, you get tired of watching Hanahan and Crosby and Barton and everybody in the infield hitting like 210. You know, they needed a spark. And you know, Billy Bean, what he did was he waited and waited and waited, and the economy sank and the prices went down, and he got all these guys at bargain prices. It's like the anti-money ball, but it's what works right now. And they're way more interesting than before. I like the lineup. You don't go get a hot dog till maybe the seventh or eighth guy gets up there, you know. And with Holiday, Giambi, and Cust, and Cabrera, it's just kind of a live wire lineup. I really like it.
How about the Giants and what you've seen of the Giants so far? You've gotten to see them play a few times.
Well, they're hitting the ball like crazy. I think it's probably a little deceptive because, you know, after a while, most of these guys, you pretty much know who they are and what they are. They're not going to be hitting 2-3 homers a game, you know, realistically. But they play the game hard. I think it's a pretty interesting lineup. You know, the obvious question is who really bats cleanup in an ideal world. You really need somebody in there who's going to hit or could hit 35, 40 homers. You can't ask Benji Molina to be that guy. It's not fair. He's a good clutch hitter. He'll drill the ball up the middle, you know, get a tweener, maybe hit a couple balls out. But he's shouldn't be asked to be that guy, and I think that's going to surface quite a bit during the season. You know, I'm also a little worried about whether Sandoval can cover the ground at third, especially with Renteria's range a bit limited as he gets older. And, you know, Travis Ishikawa, I think he's done some nice things, but he's still a big question mark. And second base is wide open. So you're looking at an infield where there's a few questions going on everywhere and an outfield with no real power. So, you know, thank goodness they pitch like the old Dodgers. You know, the Dodgers have the big slugger and the Giants have the pitching, which has flipped it around a little bit, which is very interesting. I mean, they're going to be in most of the games. That's the good thing. They're going to be probably low-scoring games, and their pitching is terrific.
Boy, nice to have Bruce Jenkins with us. Pablo Sandoval reminds me of Smokey Burgess. And
yeah,
when I saw, you know, just swing the bat.
Marker. Yeah, everybody says, you know, Jesus Alou or Yogi Berra. Smokey Burgess, that's the, there you go, Marty. This is why Marty and I like to talk baseball. Yeah, exactly. He doesn't hit the ball where it's pitched. He hits it if it's pitched. Wherever it may be, you know. If it's a high and away, he'll hack it down the left field line or hitting lefty. And if he comes inside, boom, he'll yank it down the right field line. He's a switch hitter. He's just a real good hitter, period. There's no question about this guy, I don't think. He hits at least 305.
Bruce Jenkins with us. All right, you always give a good perspective on the game of baseball. Leonard Coppa did it for years, a wonderful Hall of Fame baseball writer. Let me ask you about the WBC, A-Rod, Manny, and all the extra issues of baseball. And how do you feel about what went on this winter?
In terms of the WBC or with Manny Ramirez or... Well, you know, the WBC, I basically like the WBC. I like the idea of it. I always like international competition where guys are playing for their country. Unfortunately, most of the passion occurs in other places. You know, the Dominicans, the Japanese take it unbelievably seriously. The guys who get cut from that team are furious for months, you know. And here it's sort of, I'll go. Maybe it cuts down the drudgery of spring training for me. And, of course, the issue of the pitchers is pervasive with all teams. I mean, you don't want guys hurting their arms. And the thing that really bothers me about the WBC is how it's lengthened spring training. I don't mind a long spring training, but when you start the season April 7th, that's completely nuts. And the World Series could go into November 5th. That makes no sense at all, especially in light of what happened last year. But I think... As the WBC goes on, I think it's going to gain some momentum. You know, teams are going to get an identity. You'll like watching Jeter and David Wright and Rollins and the Dominicans, even though they don't have Pujols or Vladdy Guerrero or Manny Ramirez, they still have an unbelievable hitting lineup. And Puerto Rico looks very good. Cuba's going to be very interesting. So I'm going to be into it. Maybe I'm going to be alone, but I'm going to be taping those games and watching it.
Oh, that's a good analysis of it. All right, Alex Rodriguez, latest news, he's got a cyst, which, of course, all the red flags went up. It sounds like Clemens or Bonds and all the things that you get when you inject. Mickey Mantle, 1961, he would have hit 60 home runs, but Mel Allen sent him to a doctor who gave him a shot in the hip. He got an abscess and he didn't play for 2 weeks and got 54 home runs. So this is not new in baseball, but here's A-Rod with a cyst. I said, boy, of all the things to happen.
Yeah, he was just looking for an assist, and he winds up with a cyst. I mean, geez, it's so perfect. And, of course, your question is, oh, was that anywhere near where you used to shoot yourself up twice a month? I mean, it's always something with A-Rod. I am going to write something at some point about can they really afford to have this guy on their team? And what is he? He's the best player in baseball. What a dilemma. You know, I mean, the Cowboys just cut Terrell Owens. Sometimes... You know, the great talent isn't enough. The Giants ran out of patience with Barry Bonds. There was a time where this great legendary hitter really was almost counterproductive to have him around. And now I'm really wondering how many of the Yankees go, especially in light of the fact that he's a terrible postseason hitter, when it comes right down to it, time after time, do we really need this guy in our team? Would we be better without him? It's a fascinating question.
One to be answered, believe me. All right, last thought, maybe Manny Ramirez. And, of course, this saga of the last month with Manny Ramirez, it reminded me of a holdout. Koufax, Drysdale, Babe Ruth, Joe DiMaggio didn't show up. Jerry Coleman was telling me for like 5 weeks because he wanted more money than Lou Gehrig.
Yeah, yeah.
Manny Ramirez, it was just an old-fashioned holdout. It's still early in March. What was the big deal?
Yeah, it really was an old-fashioned holdout. Well, I think the fascinating part about it was that only one team was really interested, and I don't think Boris could believe that, to say nothing of Manny Ramirez. I mean, this guy's the best right-hand hitter in the game, and look what he did for the Dodgers, and yet only they care about him. So that angle separated it quite a bit from Koufax or DiMaggio because Ramirez's reputation is so dubious. But I really think, listening to what he said to the L.A. Times and he quit on the Red Sox after a long and acrimonious relationship, up and down, year after year, and he felt like he was in a fishbowl there, and he just kind of drove him crazy, which isn't the most professional thing, but that's him, you know. But I think in L.A., he's still pretty fresh there. They're the division favorite. They play in Dodger Stadium, tremendous Latin American community. Everybody's wearing wigs. You know, people from Beverly Hills have a Manny wig on. You know, and I really don't see him tanking in any respect. I think he's going to have a monster year, and I think that's really trouble for everybody in the division. And again, you know, with the Giants' good pitching, it sets up a really refreshing new angle in the long rivalry between these teams, where the Giants sort of have the Koufax Drysdale coming at you, and the Dodgers have the big slugger. So it'll be pretty interesting. But I think he's going to go off in a big way.
All right, so where do we find you these days? On the Internet, in the Chronicle? Of course, you do the blog, which is fabulous. I read it every day, and the Three Dot Lounge is always around on Saturday. So tell me a little bit about what you're doing these days.
Well, we've remade the Chronicle in several ways, and we have I'm still writing the Three Dot for Saturday's paper, and usually one other column in the paper of some other subject. And we also have these little mini columns that we're running twice a week for each of the columnists. But the big change for me is that I'm basically writing the Three Dot every day now. Every day that I'm not in print, I want to have something on the website. I'm totally enjoying it. I mean, the first thing I do every day is go through the Internet for a couple hours. And if you can't riff on something after you've done that, you're not doing your job. And I just really enjoy it. So I've been trying to crank out a pretty good-sized blog every day by about 9 a.m. So people can, that's about the time they can find it. And it's just not a hardship at all. I mean, it's like watching baseball, or that's what I do. That's about all I can do, but I love to do it. So it's been fun. I'm working a lot harder, and it's been great.
Well, it's terrific. I read it every day. Bruce, thanks so much. Bruce Jenkins says that we talk baseball. There's no one better to do it with than you. I appreciate it.
Always a pleasure, Marty. And thanks for the Smokey Burgess reference. You made my day.
We'll be back with more right after this.